grace and his mercy and the fact that he sets us free. I wonder if this morning maybe somebody would like to just share a testimony that God has set them free, and you're just so thankful for God's amazing grace. It doesn't have to be long, but maybe just 5-10 seconds. Does somebody want to give a shout? God is good. Anybody else? I didn't plan this, you know. It's just I felt Lord kind of just saying, somebody, the church doesn't just need to hear this way. Sometimes we need to go sideways. We need to interact with each other as the church. Somebody want to give a testimony? Amy? This week, in the church office. And from time to time, if I'm in the office for a little bit, just kind of sitting down, I just get a little bored. And sometimes I just need a little break, you know, my mind or something from studying. And so sometimes I'll go down and touch base with the Wii Center and just kind of say hello to teachers and children and things. And children have a way of bringing, you know, just kind of freshness to things. And so last week I did that and for some reason the kids, the Wii Center kids, Miss Judy was saying, "There's the pizza man. There's the pizza man." And I mean, I like pizza, you know, and so I just thought, sure, okay, I'm the pizza man. Somebody must have had pizza for lunch or something, and just went on with it. Well, this week again, I had one of those moments, and so needed to get out and went downstairs. And actually, I went outside. It was one of the nice days outside, and they were on the kids were on the playground, and I just was saying hello to the kids, a couple of the teachers, and Marlene, and can't remember the lady's name. Who's the lady who works with Marlene? Lisa. Marlene and Lisa was out there, and so I went outside, and sure enough, hi pizza man, and these kids, I didn't understand. Like I said, I mean, I love pizza, and so I asked the teachers. I said, is there a reason why they're calling me the pizza man? And Marlene said, I think they heard me call you the preacher man. Now they're calling you the pizza man. So, well, this morning I'm here to make a delivery. Not of pizza, but of preaching. And so turning your Bibles to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8 this morning, verses 4 through 18. And we're going to look at a wonderful little, neat little parable that Jesus tells. We're studying through the Gospel of Luke, this huge series that's going to take us all of 2012, called All About Jesus, and going through Luke's Gospel. And we're at chapter 8 at this point, Luke chapter 8. And at this point, Jesus has begun his public ministry. He's going around, he's preaching, he's teaching, he's going around and he's healing and he's caring for people. He's loving on them, he's giving them God's compassion and mercy. And people's chains are being set free, and just amazing things are happening in Jesus' ministry. And so much so that everywhere he goes, a great crowd follows him. Everywhere he goes, he can't get a break. Sometimes he has to withdraw in the middle of the night just to pray, or early in the morning just to pray and get alone with his Father. And so here we are in Luke chapter 8 and verse 4. And when a great crowd was gathering and people from town to town came after him, he said in the parable this: a sower went out to sow a seed, and as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell along the rock as it grew up, and it withered away, and because it had no moisture. Verse 7, some fell among thorns. The thorns grew up with it, and it choked it out. Some fell along good soil, and it grew, and it yielded 100-fold. And as he said these things, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And his disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but for others they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." The parable is this: the seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart, so that they may not believe and be saved. The ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of testing, it falls away. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, they hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and it bears fruit with repentance, with patience, sorry. Verse 16, no one, after lighting a lamp, covers it with a jar and puts it under a bed, but puts it on a stand so that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything secret that will not be made known and come to light. Take care then how you hear, for the one who has, more will be given. From the one who is not, even what he thinks that he has will be taken away. in this passage, Jesus tells this little parable, and it really just has just kind of one or two points here. And the main point, the overarching point of this parable is this, is that God is generously planting seeds. God is generously planting seeds. When Jesus tells this story, he tells a story of a farmer who goes out and he sows his seed. And he's generously planting. The farmers during these days, when they would plant, they would kind of, one of two ways. One way is that they would have this huge, like kind of like a messenger bag, if you will, and a huge bag of seed that would kind of strap around their shoulder and kind of have be full of seed. And the farmer would go out and he would dip his hand into the basket and just kind of fling out the seed broadcast style. And just everywhere he went, he would just go and generously just pour out seed and plant seed all over the area. And so it was called broadcast style. Another way would they would do it with animals, and it would kind of just kind of be on the backs of animals, and it would kind of go along and just kind of be poured out of the bags, and the animals would kind of come along and kind of stamp it down into the ground. But Jesus tells this parable, and the point is that God is generously planting seeds. The seed is the word of God. And he says that that these seeds fall into various types of soil. But before we kind of get into that, I want to kind of make a point that God is generously planting seeds. I want you to know that God is doing that today. He's not just doing that way back in Bible times and with Jesus. And everywhere Jesus goes, he plants seeds of God and the gospel and what he is going to do by dying on the cross for sins and paying the payment for all of sin. And then, of course, rising from the grave. He's not just going around planting seeds way back then, but today he is going around planting seeds. Today, God is generously planting seeds through you and I, through Christians, through the church. And today, I'm going to kind of share just a few things that we have as a church body. We have opportunity, we have the privilege and the joy of partnering with God to go and generously plant seeds. One, of course, is what we do every single Sunday morning as we come together to worship God and hear the Word of God preached and taught. Some through Bible groups, and then of course some through worship collectively here together. And I want you to know that the Word of God is going forth in powerful, powerful ways. People are coming to me all the time and telling me how they're growing in the Lord and what they're learning from the Scriptures. And that just thrills my soul as a pastor. And I want to encourage you also that God is generously planting seeds, that this church is growing. And we're not just growing numerically, which we are, but we're also growing spiritually. And that is the most important growth that a church body can have. So God is generously planting seeds through the preaching and teaching of the Word of God. Can I ask you a question, though? When is the last time you invited somebody to church? I know that might be a striking question, but the statistics say that over 80% of people, that they would come to church if somebody invited them. Did you know that? They would come to church if somebody just was a friend to them and encouraged them and say, hey, would you come to church with me this week? Over 80%. Why is it that if you look across North America that so often churches are empty? It's because so often we forget to do the invite. We forget to do the ask. So I would encourage you. Would you ask others to come and hear the Word of God? Would you come and go and tell and share the gospel and plant seeds with God and see what God might do through your neighbors, through people at your school, teenagers, through your work, everywhere you go, plant seeds, join with God. He is generously planting seeds all throughout this world, and he wants you to join him. He wants you to join him in that sort of work. Our Bible groups, we're going to have some training next Saturday, as I shared earlier in the announcements. We're going to talk about how we can plant seeds together, not just through teaching, but together, that every person in the Bible group, every church person in the Sunday school class takes ownership of planting those seeds and becomes a part of that group and that ministry together. We have some things coming up in March and April. We have our big Easter egg hunt and outreach that we're going to have at the end of the month. On March 24th, the Saturday before, we're going to do some prayer walking. We're going to go and walk and prayer walk and maybe hand out some information about our church over at Truck House Road and some developments over there. We'll have maps. We've done this before every year. We do this about once or twice a year. And we go and we just pray. We just walk through streets. We walk through neighborhoods. We look at houses and we just pray for houses. We pray for families. We pray for individuals. So some of you have had opportunity as we have prayer walked through these streets to actually stop and talk with people who are out and about, so, you know, manicuring their lawns or just jogging and doing whatever. And some of you have had opportunities to share the gospel. That's our plan. That is our hope. And so we want to prayer walk this community. I say it over and over and over. That is our heartbeat. We want to saturate Severna Park with prayer and with God's presence. And so I want to encourage you to take part in that as well, to prayer walk some streets and communities, invite families and individuals to some of the outreach events that we have coming up, to our Easter worship services that are coming up. Did you know that, I don't want to embarrass them, but there's a family, the Bigelow family, last year, they got an invite on their door, and a couple weeks later they came to church here, and now they're church members. Kirk and their son has been baptized, and their family has been added to the church, and Stacy, his wife, has had a baby and been a part of this church, and you guys have loved on them, and they've loved back, and this is an amazing family, but they came because we prayer walked and we dropped off a door, some information on their doorknob, and they came to church here. That is our heart. That is our goal as we interact with our community. And later on in May, we're going to have a big outreach over at Big Vanilla at the gym over here. There's something called a children's fair, and we did this last year. We'll have an opportunity to meet a couple thousand people in our community. Just give a smile, give a warm greeting to individuals. I'll be asking many of you to sign up and to be that smile, to be that greeting to our community, and hand out information about our church, to hand out Bibles. We handed out about 20 or so Bibles last year. We handed out a lot of literature about our church and just had an opportunity to connect with folks, and so look forward to doing that again upcoming in May. Later on in June, we're going to have our 5th annual car show. And excited about that. I've been trying to prime the pump and get them to get a big monster truck here, and I don't know if we're going to be able to do that or not, but we're going to do some cool things with our car show, and to interact and to be planting seeds for the gospel and touching lives. And of course, after that, we'll have our big Vacation Bible School. And so very excited about that, and capstoning our summer off with an international mission trip to Nicaragua. Our dates, I can share this with you. It looks like we've kind of settled on a date for going to Nicaragua, August 16th through the 23rd. August 16th through 23rd, and so it's a Thursday to a Thursday, and so very excited about that. We met in a small group here last Thursday night and kind of talked to, about that, and kind of dreamed together of what we would do each day and how we could partner with the Messiah Project and be planting seeds for the gospel in Nicaragua. And so I want you to be praying about all these various things, praying for God to move and to work, and that the seeds would bear fruit and fall into good soil. But also pray about your participation in each one of these. Pray about how you can partner and connect with our church body, with God, who is generously planting seeds. But this parable isn't just about God generously planting seeds. I think it's largely about the reception of the seed. I think it's largely about the hearing of the word of God. In fact, 8 times in this passage, that word hear, to hear, is mentioned in this passage. 8 times. Anytime when you're reading the scripture, a word or a phrase is repeated, you should take note of it. So this word hear or hearing is repeated 8 times in this passage. That's very, very significant, because it's talking about the soil receiving the seed, the ears that would hear the word of God. And so anyone who has ears to hear, let him hear. Jesus, of course, is saying, I know you have ears, but I'm talking about ears to hear. Ears that are willing to hear the voice of God and him calling out and speaking to you. God is always speaking. He is always calling out to people. He is generously planting seeds. The question is are we listening? Are we receptive to the seeds that are being planted in our hearts and in our lives? A couple things here that this parable is about: hearing and receiving the word of God. Sandwiched into this parable, on both ends of this sandwich, this parable here, is this idea that Jesus says in verse 8, as he ends the beginning of the parable, he says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Then he goes on and tells the meaning of the parable, and then at the end of the parable, in verse 18, he says again, take care then how you hear. Take care how you hear, for the one who has, more will be given to you. If you hear the word of God, if you're I'm seeing the